Former Iraqi dictator Saddam Hussein was captured in a raid last night just outside his hometown of Tikrit. He was captured alive. No shots were fired, and he is now being held in American custody. Joining us now is NPR's Pentagon correspondent, Eric Westerveld. And Eric, you've spent time in Iraq. You're now spending time at the Pentagon. I think the first question is, what are you hearing from the Pentagon about this particular operation as well as the capture of Saddam Hussein?
Well, soldiers and commanders are elated at the news. They think it'll be a big morale boost for the 130,000 troops throughout Iraq that they finally got Saddam Hussein. Remember this summer when they got Uday and Qusay, his sons, it actually led to a spike in attacks, a rise in violence against U.S. forces. There's hope, but we obviously don't know yet, that this capture will lessen some of the resistance, that essentially it'll send a message for some of the Fedayeen, Saddam's loyalists, to give it up and no longer attack. But they do expect in the short term, Leanne, that possibility for a rise in attacks. Just to recap some basic special operations forces joined by members of the 4th Infantry Division surrounded a small farmhouse south of Tikrit, Saddam Hussein's hometown, and essentially captured him in a small, what the military commanders are calling a spider hole, essentially just large enough for him to lie down in. He had AK-47 rifles, pistol, and $750,000 in $100 bills with him. Other than that, he was disheveled looking, clearly had been essentially hiding out in this farm area and in this hole, as we think. And it looks, by the fact that he was, living in a hovel, that he did not have a direct active role in the resistance per se.
Was there surprise at this simplicity of the operation? I mean, given the fact that over the months that he has been at large, one hears stories of plastic surgery, doubles, that sort of thing, and yet this seemed to go rather smoothly in retrospect.
Yeah, the actual operation late last night went pretty smoothly. They did not fire a single shot, and Saddam Hussein did not put up resistance. There was not some, loyal corps surrounding him ready to die for him. There was not, booby traps and weapons all around, we think, ready to defend him. So it was a simple operation last night. But remember, this has been, a deeply frustrating seven-month search that has been a real thorn in the side of American military and political leaders in Washington, that they haven't been able to catch this guy. They suspected all along that he was hiding out and being helped out in and around his hometown of Tikrit.
There were so many close calls that this really must be something that the military can now be actually happy about.
Yeah, some soldiers are lighting cigars.
Massett, thank you very much, NPR's Eric Westerveld.